Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive.
So let's jump right in.
Let's do it. Okay, so one of the stories that I thought was just fascinating was about Darren Edwards, this paraplegic skier.
Oh, wow.
Who's planning on, get this, skiing across Antarctica.
No way. You're kidding. That's incredible.
107 miles to the South Pole. And he's raising money for spinal cord injury research.
That's amazing. And you know, what's really striking about this story is that he's not letting his paralysis, you know, hold him back. I mean, after his accident, he had to find entirely new ways to approach the sports he loved, like even designing his own adaptive equipment.
It's just a story of such incredible determination, right? So, you know, when you're talking to your kids or your students about this, you could ask them, like, what do you think it takes to overcome challenges like that? How do you stay motivated when things get tough? What would you do?
That's a great question. And, you know, it brings up another point. How do you use your own experiences to help others? And that's exactly what Edwards is doing with this whole expedition, turning what happened to him into something so positive.
Yeah, for sure. Now, shifting gears a little bit, there's some news from the American Cancer Society, and it's kind of a mixed bag. So It seems that overall cancer deaths in the U.S. are actually declining.
That's good news.
Which is fantastic. But diagnoses are on the rise for certain groups, particularly young people, women, and minorities.
And it gets even more interesting when you look at the details. You start to see that some of the biggest increases are in cancers that are linked to lifestyle choices. Mm-hmm. You know, things like diet, exercise, how much sun you get. So it really raises important questions about how we're educating young people about health and preventing these things.
Right. I mean, how do we make those healthy choices every day?
Exactly.
And, you know, also, how important is access to healthcare and early detection?
Huge, huge factors. And, you know, also understanding that, you know, these health disparities exist and how they impact different communities differently. So much to unpack there.
Okay, so ready for something a little bit lighter?
Always. Hit me.
All right. So get this. A 66-million-year-old fossilized fish vomit discovered in Denmark.
Wait, what? Fossilized what?
I know, right?
Okay, maybe not the most glamorous thing, but I bet it's a pretty fascinating glimpse into the past.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
And they're calling it paleontological puke, which, I mean, how can you not be intrigued? But actually, it has the remains of sea lilies in it, which gives us clues about what these prehistoric creatures were eating.
I bet the kids would love this one.
They totally would. It's like a perfect way to get them interested in fossils and paleontology, you know?
Totally.
You could even ask them, hey, what other kinds of fossils would you want to find? What would they teach us about the ancient world?
Oh, for sure.
So many possibilities.
Yeah. Now, on a slightly more serious note, there's a quote from Ronald Reagan that students are discussing. We can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone.
Simple.
Yeah.
But so powerful. And I think a good way to talk about this with your kids would be to ask them, what does it mean to be part of a community? How can we apply that to our own lives? What are those little acts of kindness that we can do to make a difference?
It's a good reminder that even those small gestures can really make a difference. Okay, now for a topic that's a little bit more, let's say, heated, things seem to be a little tense between the U.S. and Canada lately, and it's even spilling over into sports.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
We're seeing Canadians booing the U.S. national anthem at sporting events, and it's all because of these political disagreements like tariff threats, and there's even this kind of tongue-in-cheek, I think, proposal for Canada to become the 51st state.
Wow, I hadn't heard about that one. But yeah, it's really interesting how politics can have this ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
Affecting things that seem completely unrelated, and how what happens on a global stage can really trickle down to our personal feelings and how we interact with each other.
Totally. And speaking of global stages, we can't forget about President Trump's proposal to, well, take over Gaza. That's definitely causing quite a stir.
That's putting it mildly. I mean, the idea is to develop it into a Riviera of the Middle East. But of course, it brings up all these complex questions about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, land ownership, and what happens to the people who are already living there. It's a chance to talk about the different perspectives, the history of the conflict, and really how challenging it is to find peaceful solutions. You know, you could ask your kids what they think about the idea of one country developing another and what the potential consequences might be.
It's a good opportunity to teach them about critical thinking and looking at things from different angles. Well, that's it for this deep dive into the juice.
That went by fast.
I know, right?
It always does.
Hopefully this gives you a little glimpse into what your kids and students are learning about and some ideas for having some great conversations with them.
Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep learning together.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.